If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The Mind Aware, 466.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Today, we are talking about finding time to build your business, finding time to do everything you want to do. And let's face it, don't you feel like you just have a million more ideas than you've got time to actually implement? I know I do. This is probably the inner chatter that I bust myself on the most, the I'm so busy story that we tell. But it is that. It's just a story. Time expands or contracts based on the way you think. And you might be saying, what are you talking about? But I'll tell you what happened. I had a conversation with a higher level client, and she was feeling really frustrated because she's still working a day job, and she's got kids, and she's got volunteer responsibilities, and she's trying to become the celebrity in her market. She's trying to become the known expert in her market and feeling like, where do I find time to do all of that? So this is what we talked about. And I know that as a brain trainer, I think you'll see kind of the quote unquote logic in this. The reason we feel time crunched in building our businesses is because we suddenly have amnesia and we think that what builds your business is action. But the reality is, as brain trainers, we know that what really builds your business is the way you think. It's your expectation. It's the amount of growth that you're allowing through your brain and body and embodying and thinking about and expecting at any given moment. And so you might say, yeah, but that's kind of crazy, Dana. Like, don't you actually have to do something to build a business? And the answer is yes, of course. We take action. We take intentional action. There's probably a good case could be made for that you don't have to do anything, right? But I won't even go down that road. I'm going to assume that we have to do something. We have to take intentional action. Or we have to take some kind of action. We have to have the inspired idea and do like the thing, whatever that thing is, to make it happen. So think about it this way. If it's true that your business builds from your expectation, your business builds from your ideas, your business builds from your feel good, your business builds from the way you're thinking about your business, because the reticular activating system in your brain is matching that up and opportunities and ideas are coming to you based on those feelings and that thinking, wouldn't it make sense that if you keep yourself in a state of, I'm feeling good, I've got all the time I need, I love having just a certain window of time to work my business because it makes me efficient and it makes me productive, and I choose wisely, I pick the best ideas, and I pick ideas that are smart, and I pick ideas that are profitable, and so I'm not wasting my time doing a bunch of busy work, I'm actually focused in doing the things that are important, and it's paying off for me, I'm growing in leaps and bounds, I'm growing in bigger leaps because because I'm more focused and I'm choosing better and I'm not doing a bunch of things that don't work. I'm doing the things that do work and I'm having the inspired ideas that come from being focused and having a high expectation. And so I'm having ideas that make me bigger amounts of money than doing a bunch of little tiny ideas that make me feel like I'm working but are all just bringing in a bunch of little stuff. Like, wouldn't it make sense if you're thinking that way that you would then end up living that life? I mean, really, how many of us, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I know I have. You go on a trip and you're in a hotel room and you've got like 10 minutes to check your email because it's like, maybe I'm speaking somewhere or maybe it's a conference of some kind. So you go in, check your email. I do this, check my email and I go boom, 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 answer, answer, answer. And I'm like done in 10 minutes. And then I think to myself, like, what am I doing for 8 hours a day? When I'm at home, what am I doing with the other 7 hours and 50 minutes? Because pretty much every crisis or everything that needed to be handled, I just handled in 10 minutes. And so what is all this other quote-unquote work that I think is so important that it's taken up 7 hours and 50 more minutes of the day or whatever it is? I mean, I don't usually work 8 hours, but the idea is we think that we need all this time to build our businesses. But the truth is, those of you who only have 30 to 50 minutes a day to build your business, if you've got under an hour a day because you've got other commitments and you've got other things going on, if you manage your energy at the end of the day, and so what I mean by that is you get through the day, you get to the end of the day, and you can tell one story where the story is, oh, I'm so tired, I don't have time or energy to build my business. Or you could tell the other story that sounds like, okay, this is my time. I've been waiting all day for this. This is like my self-care. My self-care is building my business and following my dream and living my dream. Now you focus for that 30 to 50 minutes. You are going to get done more in that 30 to 50 minutes than most people are going to get done multiple days of time. Because you're going to be fired up, you're going to be taking intentional action, and you're going to be implementing in the flow at a greater speed and in the flow and feeling good. Okay, so having said all of that, I want to loop back around and I want to remind you that at the end of the day, we're always going to have more ideas than we can implement. I mean, I don't know about if anybody else experiences this, but I'm always going to have a million things I want to do, you know, hopefully multiple lifetimes to do them, because there's so many new inspiring things and I'm interested in a lot of things. So if that's the case, if I'm always going to have new inspiring ideas, then what choice do we have but to feel good about it and to feel like I've got more time and I've got enough time? What choice do I have but to do that? I can have a bunch of ideas and feel bad about it, or I can have a bunch of ideas and feel good about it. I can have 30 minutes a day and work my business and feel bad about it, or I can have 30 minutes a day to work my business and feel good about it. And what's going to happen when you get in the habit of changing the I'm so busy story to the I'm so focused story? I'm so focused, things are flowing, life is good, I get done what I need to in the right amount of time, I have energy, I'm managing my energy, I've got time to get little things done here, little things done here. I'm amazed at how I build my business in the little pockets of just 2 and 3 minutes. I'm making more and more money because I'm choosing better ideas. When you start shifting to that story, that's when you start becoming the poster child for how do you build your business using your mindset, using your flow, and your feel good? Okay? All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Dana Wild. I am live on Facebook doing this. If you don't get a chance to necessarily come live all the time, but you want to know what we're talking about, or you want to watch the video after, or you want to join us live, go to danaupdate.com, danaupdate.com, and that will get you hooked into little Dana Bot who will send you notices. And you get the subject, then click the link here, go right to the video. And then the other thing that I want to tell you is if you haven't signed up at danaclass.com yet, make sure to head on over there, danaclass.com, and get signed up, because here's kind of like my thing now. I'm talking about building your following, building an engaged, passionate following. And I am continually adding new and interesting free stuff at dataclass.com to help you do just that. So get on over there and check it out. I'm going to check in with the Facebook audience. I will be back in 97 seconds. See you then.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hey, Dana Wild here, and welcome back to the show. You know, we've been just chatting with the Facebook audience about being busy and having time, and we got this great comment from Tracy who said, I have two jobs, and it is tough to get the energy to work my business when I get home. And I can feel that, right? We feel that. I know myself at the end of the day, too. I can tell that I either can go into the I'm so tired phase, or I can go into the I'm energized phase. And so what do you do about that? Here's the little test you can do yourself is you can sit in your chair and just say the words, I'm so tired, over and over again. Don't do it now because you'll fall asleep during the show. But so you can sit and go, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I better not do it because I'll fall asleep during the show. But what you're going to find is, say that over and over again, and you better time it because you don't want to do it more than 60 seconds. So you want to do it less than 60 seconds. You're going to start to feel tired. On the other hand, then shake it off and then just say to yourself in the same chair, I've got so much energy. I've got so much energy. I feel so energized. I've got so much energy. I got so much energy. I feel so energized. And you know what? You're going to have the same effect. You're going to feel energized. You're going to feel like doing something. So when you are working two jobs and you're coming home and you've only got a little pocket of time, you want that pocket of time to count. You don't want it to drag. You want to be in flow. You want to be feeling good. You want to be making sure that everything just goes easily and you work for 1 second and something happens. You don't want to run into any issues where you get dragged along. So fire yourself up. Take that 60 to 120 seconds before you start working. And just start saying to yourself, like, this is great. I've got 30 minutes. I'm feeling so good. I'm going to do this. It's going to be easy. I'm going to get in the flow. I'm going to get it done so fast. I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. I can hardly wait to get started. I'm going to just pound this right out, and it's going to be done. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited. I love being in the flow, and here I go. Right? So you do that for 60 to 120 seconds. You're going to get better results, and you're going to be really happy you did because you're not going to have to work so much. You can work in those little pockets of time and get stuff done. That's the way we like it. With that, let me just say that the best part about all of this is that it's easy. It's easy to implement. It's easy to do. You know, you just have to be aware and have desire and be proactive. Because the other side benefit of doing this, of having high expectation and having lots of feel-goods, you open up the creative pathways in your brain. You get access to better ideas. Stuff really does flow better for you, and you're implementing better stuff. You're implementing higher level ideas. Everything starts to unfold when you start with feeling good, when you start with happiness, when you start with joy. Happiness is practical. You know, it also feels good, but it's practical. If you're not happy for any other reason, do it because it makes sense to do it. It makes sense to think in your own head. It makes sense to say positive phrases. It makes sense to feel good because everything else stems from that. And the best part is you can start practicing right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?